and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome in. Thank you very much for joining me here for another edition and another hour of Auto World. We've got a busy program today. We're going to kick things off by chatting with the publisher of AutoInform.com. He's going to bring us up to speed on some recent happenings within the Volvo brand, as well as give us news of when the Chevrolet Corvette is going to be officially debuted, and lots more. Also coming up in this hour of the broadcast, Mark Evans, ASC Certified Mechanic Field Reporter on the show, will be with us to talk to you about your particular mechanical problems and financial problems about your vehicle. We'll be taking a lot of calls with Mark Evans coming up in the latter half of this hour. Hour number two of the program, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, senior analyst Ivan Drury from Edmunds.com will be along. He's going to be talking about the BMW X1. He's also going to be giving us a little preview of the Los Angeles Auto Show, which will be coming up the end of November, beginning of December, and a couple of debuts that are going to be happening there. Acura is going to take the wraps off a RLX vehicle, and I understand there's going to be a special 2025 Cop Car Design Throwdown at the L.A. Auto Show, so that will be interesting to find out about in hour number two. Also in hour number two, Lund International President Mitch Fogel will be joining us to tell us about SEMA 2012, what they're doing there, and also about the realignment of the brands within Lund International. In hour number three, again heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, John Hotchkiss, the president of Hotchkiss Performance, will be telling us about his SEMA plans, as well as talking about some racing adventures that he's had of late. Also coming up in the final hour of the broadcast, hour number three, we'll be joined by Ken Zvokal, the man behind a number of websites, including AutoGeek.com. But we begin the program in grand style by going to the Motor City of Detroit, Michigan, and bringing forth a veteran automotive journalist and broadcaster, the publisher of AutoInform.com, Ken Zeno. Ken, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Oh, just fine, Bob. The World Series is in the air. Like Detroit, the Tigers are on a pretty good run these days.
I should say, if I were a betting man, I would say I think the Tigers may go all the way. What's your personal feeling?
They have all the elements, and they've got the best starting pitching in the business. We're just waiting to see whether it's the San Francisco Giants or the St. Louis Cardinals, both recent World Series winners, the Cardinals last year, the Giants the year before, which one of those teams will be the opponents. In any event, it's going to be great baseball.
It's been a while since we've seen an American League championship team in Detroit, and it's been a while since we've seen a World Series winner as well.
Well, 86, I guess, was the last one in Detroit, right? And in 2006, the Tigers lost to the Cardinals in five. So there's a lot of feeling around town that we should get another shot at the Cardinals.
That's right. Well, I wish you the best of luck with that, and I'll be rooting for the Tigers. I'll say it publicly. And another thing I'm rooting for is the seventh generation of the Corvette, and I understand news came out this week that the Corvette will officially debut on Sunday evening, January 13, 2013, in Detroit. That's just prior to the opening of the press days of the International Auto Show, the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. And they just recently unveiled a new logo for the seventh generation of the Corvette, and Ken, I understand more than 100 variations were considered.
Yes, I guess they considered it important. I don't think the logo amounts to a hill of beans. It's going to be the car and how good the car is. So we'll wait and see. But, yes, they've got cross flags, and they're trying to go back to a design that was closer to earlier ones that were used at the beginning of 53, 54. on the Corvette. The logo's got quite an interesting history. The car was originally showed in New York at the Waldorf Astoria in 1953 with a logo that had an American flag on it. And it turns out that that's illegal on a commercial product. So they had to redesign it when they went into production that June.
I didn't know that. That's a great story.
The other thing, Bob, is they're going to show it to the press first, as you pointed out, on the kickoff on arguably one of the most important auto shows in the world, the North American International Auto Show. But I've got to believe that they'd be crazy not to be doing a web broadcast for all the enthusiasts and fans of the Corvette after all these years.
So true. I was noticing this week on some of the websites, the Yahoo.coms of the world, that the news of the 2014 Corvette was trending very high. As a matter of fact, it was ranked number one for at least one of the days this week. And it just shows you how many Corvette enthusiasts out there, how many people who always wanted to own a Corvette or perhaps once owned a Corvette and would like to own another one. It's going to be interesting to see this seventh generation. I think it's a telltale sign that it's significantly different. Being an owner of a 2008 C5 that I bought new back then, you know, that the C6 generation certainly was an outstanding one, but, you know, I always saw the C6 as an evolution of the C5, but this new C7 is anything but an evolution of an existing product, because news leaked out that they're shutting down the factory for 6 months down in Bowling Green, Kentucky, for retooling and retraining, and I guess only two parts from the C6 are going to make it into the C7.
Well, yes, it does sound like a major program, but they have been sparse on the details. The C6, of course, was the most successful Corvette, I would say, in terms of sales. I mean, actually, let me put it in perspective. Since 1953, more than a million, I think 1.3 million or 1.5 million Corvettes have been sold, off the top of my head. And they're trending at about, it depends on the year and stuff, but 15,000 to 20,000 Corvettes a year, each year, every year. So, yes, what a fan base. You mentioned the C6. It was the subject of a terrific book by the late Jim Schefter. It's called All Corvettes Are Red, and it's really a must-read for enthusiasts because Jim, at the request of then General Motors President Bob Stempel, actually chairman, let him come inside all during the development program of the car.
Yeah, it was a huge leap from a C4 Corvette. I had owned one of those as well into the C5. It really revolutionized the vehicle, and the success continued with 2006 and the introduction of the all-new sixth-generation Corvette. And, of course, the sixth-generation Corvette has seen the highest performance Corvettes to date with the 505-horsepower Z06 and the amazing ZR1, which is truly a supercar. So this is going to be really interesting to see. Let's hope they keep the price reasonably down. I hear rumors that there will be a slight price increase, probably middle 50s for the base model. And rumors continue to circulate around about the power plant. Do you think it's going to continue with a V8 engine, or will they be using a V6 with a turbo or a supercharger in the base model? What do you think, Ken?
My hunch is they're going to stay with that V8, which is so well-developed and is also the foundation for the C6R, which is the racing version of the Corvette. Just bring money. I mean, they're well over $100,000. But that car is competitive with Ferraris and supercars costing twice as much. So dollar for dollar, the American value of the Corvette still stands out. On the pricing, I suspect they're going to look at the marketplace and raise it as much as they dare.
That's very well said, because it's such a competitive marketplace out there right now. There are so many wonderful vehicles. When we come back on the other side, Ken Zeno will continue with us, and we're going to tell you about some things going on within Volvo, one of those airbags and other things as well. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Hey, guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-987-2192 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-987-2192. Again, that's 1-800-987-2192.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
And we thank you so much for being here. You're listening to Auto World on great radio stations around the nation, as well as online at GCNlive.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. And Ken Zeno is a very special guest. AutoInformed.com is his website. And Ken, this week you celebrated with a story of 25 years of Volvo airbags. It's interesting to note that Volvo, the brand known so much for safety, didn't really come to the market with airbags first. As a matter of fact, it was 1987, long after the device was in widespread use by the Detroit 3. But since then, Volvo has developed a lot of airbag technology, seat-mounted side airbags in 94, inflatable curtain in 98, and in 2012, Volvo's airbags 25th anniversary was celebrated with the introduction of another industry first, a pedestrian airbag in the all-new Volvo V40. And that's a mandatory thing over in Europe, isn't it, Ken, having pedestrian airbags or at least some sort of pedestrian protection there?
Yes, it's on a phase-in in Europe. It's under discussion here. The interesting aspect to it is this is the first time an automobile is looking to protect somebody or something outside of the automobile. That's why it's such a breakthrough, or at least a news story. I mean, you can go back and forth on this, but you did bring up a very interesting point. A couple of the major technologies, everybody talks about German engineering or Volvo safety engineering, but in the case of airbags, it was the Detroit domestic automakers in conjunction with their suppliers who developed what is arguably the next best thing after a seatbelt. And the seatbelt is still the single most effective safety device ever invented. I mean, the airbag needs you to be seatbelted in, so to speak, to work. It's only an addition on top of that. And, in fact, that got us into some trouble when the politics intervened early in airbags, and we can come back to that. And the other technology, as long as we're on the subject, is hybrid technology. And the Europeans are still behind on that, and we're going into, you know, third and fourth generation hybrids at the Japanese automakers, notably Toyota and Honda. But Volvo is now in an interesting marketing position because having marketed the cars as safety, 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 it turns out that safety, like fuel economy, is basically a given in the marketplace right now, Bob.
Oh, it's so true. And when you stop and think about, you know, all the changes within Volvo over the last few years, the ownership changes and now changes at the top, new CEO named this week. I had the honor of interviewing the outgoing CEO, I believe in Detroit last year, Stefan Jacoby, but there's a new boss in town.
Yes, indeed, and then there's quite a bit of speculation, particularly in the Swedish media, as to whether or not Stefan Jacoby was forced out by the board of directors in place of a 61-year-old Håkan Samuelsson, also a Swede, but Volvo is now Chinese-owned.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, a lot of people don't understand that, and basically so is Saab, while we're on Swedish car companies. But the Saab brand is not in production right now, but it is allegedly coming back with electric vehicles, and it's a consortium, but it's really Chinese and Japanese and Swedish money behind Saab. In the case of going back to Volvo, the company is just not profitable. It lost $38 million in the first half of 2012, which was a huge swing. They made $183 million in the previous period, largely because they're having trouble selling their cars. And the Chinese apparently want Volvo to consider China their home market now, not Europe. And Volvo's problems are largely centered in Europe, and the Eurozone is a disaster, to put it politely.
Let's talk about some other great news for Detroit, and that is this very good-looking vehicle from Cadillac, the ELR, which is going to be kind of a sister to the Chevrolet Volt and the Holden Volt and the Opel Ampera. This is the range extender, and it's official. It's going to be built, and it's going to be built right there in Detroit.
Yes, we're alongside, as you said, the Chevy Volt, the Opel Ampera, and is actually a Holden Volt in Australia, which many people probably don't know about. But yes, I mean, this was it was shown in 2009 as a concept car, the Converge, and then because of the General Motors bankruptcy, the program was put on hold. But they have resumed development of the car, and it looks like it's going to show up late in 2013 as a 2014 model. Now, that sounds like a long time to me, so I wonder, and GM will not comment on this, of course, if they're waiting on some next-generation technology for the Cadillac, and specifically the latest batteries and control systems.
It's certainly a looker, Ken. On looks alone, I think they've really hit it out of the park.
Well, no argument about it. I mean, in fact, you could argue that in the luxury car styling race, Cadillac, right, has got some of the most attractive cars out there. And this one continues in that tradition, I think. The other argument in and around the Volt, given its $40,000 price, a lot of people in this town speculated that why didn't they introduce it as a Cadillac and get a premium price for it to start in the first place?
Mm-hmm. That only makes sense. Absolutely. Let's talk about what's going on with this new Infiniti compact car. You broke a story a couple of days back about Magna International losing a bid to build this new Infiniti compact car.
Yes, boy, this is a complicated story. To put it simply, Nissan, the parent company of Infiniti, the luxury brand, is increasingly working with, of all people, the Germans, Mercedes-Benz, as part of a new small Mercedes and a new small Infiniti, and presumably also a Nissan version of that. They were exploring assembling the car in Austria, where Magna has an assembly plant. Mm-hmm. They finally decided, and they had done a request for a bid, and they finally said, no, we're going to bring this in-house. Now, there's so many aspects to this story. I mean, the first one is Magna is by far the largest Canadian auto company, and it's one of the major component supplier companies. And this would have been the first Japanese car that Magna ever built anywhere and in Europe. People don't realize it, but Magna has done contract assembly for, and you ready for this list of names? Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Jeep, mm-hmm. Ford, Lincoln. They do a lot of either convertibles or small volume runs, but it might be that automation and computer controls now are sophisticated enough that automakers can keep very small runs profitably in-house.
Very well said. Ken, we'll get you back with us real soon. Everybody checked out autoinform.com. Thanks so much, my friend. Straight ahead, it's Mark Ellis.
Two lips touching together.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal, healthy ranges. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Now is the time to try Ageless Male, because it's available risk-free. Just call 1-800-291-3383. 1-800-291-3383. 1-800-291-3383.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
The health-restoring product you're about to hear about is not sold in retail stores, so get ready to write down a website. RNA Drops is an amazing, revolutionary product that is bringing thousands relief from stress, anxiety, depression, COPD, arthritis, high blood sugar, cysts, hair loss in men and women, joint and back pain, heart function, blood pressure, digestive conditions, headaches, and much more. Ready for the website? Remember, RNA Drops is not sold locally, and for a very limited time, you can get a free sample through this website, rnafreesample.com. Pay only shipping and handling for a 30-day supply. I'll repeat that. It's rnafreesample.com or text RNA to 67076. RNA Drops are 100% natural, 100% vegan, safe at every level with no known side effects. So go to rnafreesample.com or text RNA to 67076. Restore your equilibrium and experience stress-relieving power with RNA Drops, the chemical-free superfood.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Everybody, here's the Auto World. My daughter Lucy wants my chair, so I'm going to yield the chair to Lucy, and I'm going to stand up and do this segment because, you know, she comes first. So let's go to the guest lines and bring forth no stranger to the show, Mr. Mark Evans. Mark, how you doing?
Hey, Bob, doing pretty good. Standing room only at your place, huh?
That's right. Lucy wanted the chair, and once you want something, the best thing to do is get out of the way.
Yes. Hey, Bob, I was going to ask you if you got Lucy a tool kit yet, you will, with crescent wrenches and box combination wrenches and screwdrivers yet to fix the car at home.
Not yet, but that's a good idea. Something to definitely put on the list to do. With your own daughter, did you end up teaching her any of your automotive skills? Did she have any when she was younger? I know as she got to become a teenager and worked in some modeling and stuff, I'm sure she wasn't under the hood with you, but what about as a little girl?
Yeah, in fact, Bob, it's quite interesting you say that. When I first started my repair business, she's born in 1985. I'd started my repair business before that. And it grew, and I ended up, it was called Mr. Mobile Lube. So I'd go mobile to do repair. And wife and I at the time, I bought a walk-in type step van, like you see these bread trucks going around delivering the bread to the grocery stores.
Right.
Those big box vans, and they have the side doors on both sides. When my daughter Rochelle was little, I actually welded over on the passenger side of that van. There was a really unique compartment up front, and I wire welded an apparatus to hold her child seat in there backwards, so she would go with me and sit, and she could sit in her child seat, of course, going backwards in the van. It was safe, and she could see me as I was driving, and then so she went with me. Just like Lucy there with you, she was with me at my customers' houses while I was doing their auto repair.
Oh, isn't that funny? So Rochelle had it right from the get-go. How about your son? Did he take a shine to, the automotive world. Is he a car guy today? I know he's all grown up and graduated from college and everything, but would you consider your son to be a car enthusiast, a car guy?
Well, no. In fact, that's kind of both kids, Rochelle and my son Brian. He went on the biology side of it, but and as my life and everybody gets, we got older, of course. By the time Ryan was born and all, I had employees working for me, mechanics working for me, so I was not out in the van anymore. And of course, we had a repair shop, a main shop also along with the vans. And so I had technicians, mechanics also just doing all the work. And I was pretty much that service manager, service rider, and as the owner too. And so Ryan, actually, he was, as he grew up, he was, the building that we had at the time, I had an upstairs floor, and that's where the offices were. And I actually designed a pretty good sized room, and that was his playroom. I had a couch, chair, TV, and all his play toys in there. So that's where he hung out. And every so often he was downstairs, of course, with me with the cars. But I wasn't actually, full hands on repairing, 5 to 8 cars a day myself. I would maybe get one or two and help one or two of them. But,
mm-hmm.
And then, so he, he's not really a car guy. my daughter, they just use the cars to definitely just get around for transportation. And I'll always ask, why is it making this noise or why is it leaking? What's that smell, Dad?
Right.
But, my son, definitely, Ryan, at college, there's been times, through those years that he was going to college, that I'd get that call, and that call was not only to ask me, Dad, how did you make the spaghetti taste that way? How do you cook this, Dad? But I also got that call of, I think my, has a Ford Explorer, an older one, and he had to call and say, I think it's overheating. And then I found out at that time that he actually knew more about cars than I realized, because he would say, I think the thermostat's out of it, Dad. What do you think? So we would communicate back and forth, because he was going to college in another state. And then he, of course, then at that point would, do what, like we're doing here on the radio today. We'd just communication back and forth. And then he would, would diagnose it over the telephone, and he would do that repair. He did, did clutch fan. He did thermostat on it. He's done brakes. He's actually worked on a couple of the cars that I, before college and high school, I had him purposely, push him out in the shop and had him working on. He had worked on a Cadillac and Ford Tempo and a couple other cars. I purposely had him involved so he could see how to do, because, overall, along with our listeners here, 30 plus years, having that much, being and living in this automotive career for 30 plus years and being certified, I just have a lot of information. I've learned a lot living it, breathing it, and of course going to college for it and being certified in it and all that. So he could save money if he didn't have to hire someone to do it in later life. So that was one of my gifts I wanted to give him, to teach him a little bit there so he could save money and know what the shop's talking about. He's now, in another fish hatchery working, and he's not in at home. He's in a different town and all. And so if something does break, he can talk the lingo to the parts man. And so he wouldn't be blind to it all. So that's the thing that means a lot. I really do believe that. And that's why I like doing it here on the radio and helping our listeners so they can kind of clue in and know what's going on out there so they can, be ahead of the game.
No question about it. And speaking of that, Mark is an ASC certified mechanic, and Mark can help you out. So if you're listening out there right now, if you're down in Decatur, Alabama, or if you're in Utah, or if you're in Nevada, or if you're in anywhere here in the nation, AM 1540, KXEL in Iowa, we would love to hear from you guys. If there's something wrong with your car and want a second opinion, that's what you do usually when you go to the doctor and you don't like what he has to say. You get a second opinion. Mark can give you that second opinion. He can also do an over-the-air little bit of mechanical diagnostic work on your vehicle. Doesn't matter if it's brand new, doesn't matter if it's old, doesn't matter if it's foreign or domestic. We'd love to hear from you at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Mark, it's interesting that you bring up that both your daughter, Rochelle, and your son, Ryan, are not necessarily into cars, and that seems to be the trend. I mean, a lot of the automakers have done surveys among younger folks in their 20s, and they don't have the automotive passion that folks in their, let's say, late 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, etc. have. It's interesting to note that the time that folks back in the day, back when you and I were young, I mean, most folks couldn't wait to get their learner's permit and their license, but nowadays, it's not uncommon for kids to be 24 and 25 years old, and at that point, getting a license for the first time.
Absolutely, Bob, and I really got to, I have to say two things on that, and one of them is involving you and I, and that is that these kids are no dummies, and they know what a gallon of gasoline costs.
Yeah, no, that's true, and the responsibilities and the insurance, and not to mention those hefty car payments with the price of a new vehicle today, an average one more than $30,000. When we come back, we'll take your calls and emails, bob@boblongradio.com. Don't go away.
Baby, let's cruise away from here. Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals, GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Vote for radio. You know, right now, so many people are trying to get themselves elected. Not a day goes by I don't see a billboard, or get a mailer, or a flyer, or receive a phone call from a politician of some sort. All politicians have something to say, so why don't they say it? That's right, say it, here on the radio. That way, voters could hear the emotion in their voices, and hear the passion they might have to serve the public as an elected official. You know what, politicians and campaign managers? Radio can do that for you. Here on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. You can target voters with an affordable radio campaign that might help you get elected by using a medium where your competition may not be. Radio. And advertising on GCN is more affordable than you might think. Learn more. Visit GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com. That's advertise@GCNLive.com. Vote for radio.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
This is your call to action. Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine, survival gardening, growing heirloom seeds,
negotiating for your life,
surviving violent climate change, radiation survival, economic collapse,
disease prevention,
raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food, defending your home and family, surviving tornadoes, water filtration and purification, build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for solar storms, nuclear meltdown, dollar collapse, skyrocketing food and fuel prices, earthquakes, tornadoes?
Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Preparers Vincent Finelli, Dr. Norman Sheely, Dr. Joel Wallach, Matt Stein, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, Jeff and Karen Olson,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one-day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Our toll free line is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. And if you can't get through or would prefer an email, it's bob@boblongradio.com. Even get emails, all the time, 24 hours a day. And it was just a day or so ago, Mark, I shot you a listener's email requesting your mechanical guidance. So we help people out the best we can here on the program. Frank joins us in New Mexico with a question for Mark. Hey there, Frank. How you doing? Frank, are you with us?
Yeah, good show as always, Bob, but I had a question for Swami Mark there.
Hi, Frank.
Hi, Mark. I'm fixing to bring back to life an old car, but first I want to drain that oil pan, and I was wondering, does it make any sense to pour something down there to loosen up that gunk before I actually drain it?
The oil pan itself, you mean, Frank?
Yes, sir. Yeah. I was thinking pour down maybe half pint of kerosene or something, let it sit overnight before I actually drain the pan.
Yeah. In fact, Frank, great question. And there is a product out that it's designed to, I wouldn't do kerosene. It's a little harsh, meaning that the kerosene will actually, metal has pores in it like our skin, and kerosene will clean out the pores a little bit too much. And that's not what you want. So what you want to do, it's called gunk. G-U-N-K.
Yeah, I know gunk.
That gunk engine flush, they call it. It's silver can with I think it's still got the orange stripe on the can with the black letters. It says gunk. What a name, huh? Gunk. So, and that's designed too. I've used it. In fact, I've put it in my little Dodge Coronet that I've got way back in the day. One reason I did it, Frank, is because the gentleman that I got it from, he didn't change the oil enough, and when I pulled the valve cover off of it, all the little valleys and nooks and crannies down in that area where the rock worms were had some sludge, some goo, and that gunk is designed. You pour it in there with the right in where you put the oil, and then you start the engine up, and it dilutes pretty much all the goo and the gunk in the engine and turns it into a liquid. And then you only run it, like it says on the can, I think at the most 5 minutes. Dilutes it all.
This motor hasn't run in 10 years. So I was going to just try and clean out that pan first before I even tried to turn it over by hand. Well, I'm going to pull the plugs and spray in a bunch of like Brake Free or something. Then the next morning, see if I can just turn it over by hand, because it's an all aluminum Buick motor. 215, that little V8, and But I was just wondering if it would make sense to pour some of that stuff down in there into the pan, and just so that it might drain out a little easier. And when I do turn it over, you know, either by hand or with the starter, with no ignition, of course, then I wouldn't be slopping up so much trying to pass junk oil.
Here's another thing I'd like you to do, too, Frank, on it. That engine's been sitting there. Take your oil squirt can that you were just talking about. And instead of pull your spark plugs out.
Sure.
And go ahead and get an oil can and put some automatic transmission Dextron 3 fluid in the oil can. Okay. And then these oil can spouts, the snout on the oil can snout isn't that long. That's okay. Go grab some vacuum hose that's the right size that you can actually push over the end of the spout on the oil can, and then take the end of the vacuum hose, however long you want it to be, and stick it in the spark plug hole, and you can sit back 3 feet far, you know, 3 feet away, and I want you to at least squirt at least 5 to 6 pumps of automatic transmission fluid, air fluid in every spark plug hole.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. And that'll loosen it up, that will literally it'll actually help if it's aluminum. I do this with cast iron blocks also. Now, one thing, once you do fire it up though, put those old spark plugs right back in there, because you're going to foul them, you know, when you fire that thing up.
Oh, yeah.
But that tranny fluid is so thin that it will lubricate it'll loosen up all the carbon that's in the combustion chamber. It will literally seep down past the pistons, seep into the rings, loosen the rings up, because a lot of these engines that are sitting, you let them sit for 5 years, and the guy goes out there and puts new gas in the tank, puts brand new battery in it, and he's got a brand new starter, and he turns it over.
Breaks
rings. Yes, sir.
First thing, I got to drop the tank and flush the lines before I even, you know, do any real starting.
Yeah. You know, Frank, I'm going to have to hire Frank here and get him part-time in the shop.
Frank knows what he's doing. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to follow everything you said there, Mark, and geez, I appreciate it.
Well, he's the swami, so he's got the hat on and everything to prove it.
Well, you say hi to that little radio studio rat you got there, Lucy.
Thank you.
And I really appreciate the show. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much, Frank. And
good
anybody else
to you,
who has any problems, we'd love to help them out as well. So don't be a stranger. You can dial up, say hello to Mark at our toll-free line, and we would love to hear from you. There's no question about that. Or you can shoot me an email anytime at bob@boblongradio.com. So, you know, that's a good question from Frank, our good friend in New Mexico. Again, our telephone number, 855-660-4261. Got a little email question here for you, Mark, and it's something that seems to be about alignment. It's a lady by the name of Joyce. She's got a 2008 Toyota Prius, and she's got some uneven tire wear, and doesn't say about how many miles are on the tires of the vehicle, but usually that's what it is, isn't it, Mark?
It is, definitely. You know, we've talked a little bit, too, many, many years ago, actually, on the radio, about the word alignment, and when you have a couple. There's about 6 different divisions of the tire and how it wears. But the biggest and the easiest thing to do is the word shocks or struts as a replacement. And Joyce or anyone can test them themselves. Joyce might want to grab a neighbor or something and get a guy, a friend out there to bounce it up and down. And you can just bounce a vehicle up and down yourself. And if it keeps a bouncing after you bounce it, if it bounces once or twice after you stop bouncing it up and down, the shocks and or struts are bad. And the way you can tell also without even bouncing it too, Bob, is tires will be cupped. They'll be like somebody got in there with a spoon, and think of the tire like a bowl of pudding, and they got in there with a spoon and took a little bitty divots out of the rubber. And that's the sign that the shocks or struts are bad. And then another way of knowing if it's the alignment or not the alignment, is that if tires are overfilled with air, they'll wear on the outside. If they're underinflated, they'll wear on the inside, on the center of the tire.
Mm.
But another thing that I always, we talked about this years ago, is four-wheel alignment. I'm a firm believer it doesn't cost a lot to get an alignment done. And most of the new cars, you know, maybe Joyce bought this 2008, brand new in 2008. Somehow, some way, that Toyota had to get to the dealership where Joyce bought it. It had to go up and down on a truck, transport truck. And I hate to say it, but some of the transport truck drivers are hired to get the vehicles to the dealership, and they park and they unload them pretty quick. And so maybe sometimes, which happened to me on a vehicle that I bought new back in 1988, I had a four-wheel alignment done right before they drove it off the lot. That's one of my recommendations. I said, I got to have the alignment done. Come to find out that it wasn't precise when it was built. And one of the camber bolts was not tight. It wasn't as tight as it should have been. It was a little bit loose. So the camber was out on the right front, which, again, brand new vehicle, I would have thought, you know, gee whiz, the tire, everything, mm-hmm. It's new. It should have never worn out tires. But it would have if I wouldn't have asked for a 50, I think it was $49.95 four-wheel alignment back in the day.
Isn't that amazing?
So if you're buying a new vehicle, if you got a 2008 even, if Joyce has never had a four-wheel alignment done, do a four-wheel alignment, and that will make these tires that you buy today. When you buy a tire, it says 40,000-mile warranty. It's going to last 40,000 plus then.
Great advice from Mark Evans, as usual. Mark, we'll get you back maybe next week and do it all again.
Hey, good to see you with Bob and the listeners. Thanks again.
Thank you. And any questions for Mark, email me, bob@boblongradio.com. This is Auto World.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.